Hangout with Heather is brought to you by David Gilson Hair, Meraki Aesthetics, and Vita Fusion, because everyone deserves to look and feel their very best.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather. Hangout with Heather. On Niche Radio. This is a Niche Radio podcast.
Welcome back to Hangout with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you on Niche Radio. Happy Friday, happy surviving the first work week of the month, and happy back to school for all of those of you who have kids and had to go through all of that. I could tell by the traffic that schools were definitely back in action this week. You've deserved your weekend. I, of course, have got some of the latest news and goings on and things to note and dates to diarize coming up in the next couple of weeks. I also get to chat to our incredibly beautiful new Miss South Africa, Sasha Lee Olifir. Remember, Zozi won the Miss Universe crown in December. And obviously that makes First Princess Sasha Lee now our new Miss South Africa. Not only is she beautiful, she is articulate and she's very passionate. And I had an incredible interview with her, which I'm going to be sharing a little bit later in the show. So stick around for that. But let's get into all your fun stuff. So it is that time of the year again. The 2020 Cape Wine Auction is going to be taking place on the 14th and 15th of February this year at South Africa's oldest wine farm, Borshandal, who are going to be playing host to this one-of-a-kind fundraising auction. This is regarded as the most significant wine charity auction that was ever conceived in this country and unites the industry around a single goal of raising money for education. The Friday night auction will take place at the Werf restaurant, which is situated in the beautifully revamped original cellar of the Manor House, with the main event, the Cape Wine Auction itself, happening the following evening on Saturday, February 15th at the Olive Press. They've been going for 7 years, and the Cape Wine Auction, which is presented by Nedbank Private Wealth, has raised over 86 million rand, with all proceeds going to carefully selected beneficiaries who make a profound impact on the education and lives of children in the Cape Winelands. It is an incredible event, something not to be missed, and there's some awesome prizes and bids and stuff that you can get your hands on. There's an unforgettable 7-day sailing expedition for 8 people with Meridian Adventure Sail to Indonesia. There's a once-in-a-lifetime drive experience on ice at the Jaguar Land Rover Ice Academy in Arpalach. That's in the Arctic Circle. 3 pieces of work from the internationally acclaimed South African sculptor Anton Smits, Agape Effervescent series, a 2-night stay at Cape Town's newest boutique hotel, Commissar House, as well as a 2-night stay at the luxury Sylvan Safari Lodge worth 325,000 rand, and loads more. So basically, if you want to go through, get your hands on some incredibly exclusive and select wines that are not always available to the public, stand a chance to bid on some of these incredible trips and make a change in the lives of some of the youth by supplying education to those who need it, then you want to find out more on their website, thecapewineauction.com. 14th and 15th of February at Borshandal. Don't miss out on that. Now, I'm delighted to announce, I'm very excited. I love hotels and I love traveling. And I love this absolutely brand new concept brought to us by Tohosan Hotels called Hi Hotels, H-I, hello. Which is a new out of the ordinary brand that is playing in a unique space with a very different concept. This brand is very young, authentic, and modern. So basically, there's a segment of the market that is looking for an affordable, comfortable, and well-designed space to stay rather than a hotel with all the bells and whistles. They don't want to break the bank on accommodation. They do want some convenience and creature comforts and a base from which they can explore the city and go about their business and enjoy what the neighborhood has to offer. Hi Hotels is all of that. And the first one is opening at Monte Cassino. Room rates are below 1,000 rand. I think their current rates are going for 799 a night, which is not bad. All the rooms have got luxurious walk-in showers, big windows, blackout curtains, coffee and tea stations, laptop size safes, very important, USB ports and 48-inch TVs. The living lobby provides space to work and play and a convenient deli offering a quick snack or coffee on the run. It's about 100 meters away from the piazza at Monte Cassino, so you can walk across and go and grab you know, some dinner, go and check out all the fun that's going on at Monte Cassino. And you also get to save because this is not going to break the bank. So the first Hyatt Hotel is opening at Monte Cassino in Joburg late Jan 2020 with 123 bedrooms that are modern, uncluttered and comfortable. I love this look. Please go and check it out on my website, heatherhook.com. Brickwork, very plain, very simple, but very, very beautiful and kind of gets what you need in a hotel room without all the fluff and the extra stuff that you pay for. You can also check out their website as well, tohosan.com/high-monty. High Hotels, there's going to be more coming in the next couple of years, so keep an eye out for that. That definitely sounds like the kind of hotel that I want to stay at when I'm traveling to other cities like Cape Town and Durban. So I'm looking forward to see what else they bring to the table. Now, a movie that's been garnering a lot of attention recently, just I think because of its shock factor, and has recently received 3 Academy Award nominations, Bombshell, is coming out onto the circuit next week, Friday, the 24th of Jan. I'm going to the premiere. I'm really, really excited. This movie follows the intricate details of the Fox News scandal, and Bombshell is as sensational as the events on which it is based. The film, which is created by award-winning director Jay Roach and screenwriter Charles Randolph, has the industry abuzz after being nominated for several Academy Awards. South Africa's very own Charlize Theron, who shines in the role of Megyn Kelly, has received an Oscar nomination for Best Actress, while Margot Robbie has been nominated as Best Supporting Actress, and Vivian Baker, Kazuhiro, and Anne Morgan for Best Makeup and Hairstyling. It also features Nicole Kidman. The winners are going to be announced at the 92nd Academy Awards, which is super exciting. But the film has had critics from the outset. It has already won numerous Chicago Indie Critics Awards and several other award nominations, with Charlize Theron and Margot Robbie seeming to be the critics' sweethearts. This is set to be incredible. This is going to be in South African cinemas on the 24th of January. It is a powerful movie. It is about women stepping into their power and standing up for what is right in one of the most powerful industries in the world, including Fox News and many others, I'm sure. I'm sure as time goes by, more secrets and skeletons will come out of the closet, but I'm looking forward to seeing that. I've also got the trailer on my website as well, heatherhook.com. So go through, click on the Bombshell movie post, and you can go and check out the trailer. Margot Robbie, Nicole Kidman, and Charlize Theron. It is set to be a smash hit. Now, from one Bombshell to the next, I got to meet our brand new Miss South Africa, Sasha Lee Olifi. She's 26 years old. She's been crowned as the new Miss South Africa, seeing as our title holder Zozibini Tunzi took home the Miss Universe crown in December, and Sasha Lee is thrilled to wear the Miss South Africa crown. She's beautiful, she's poised, she's elegant and articulate, and I really, really enjoyed my chat that I had with her a couple of days ago, which I'm going to play for you now. I also found out more about her It's Not Your Fault campaign, which is aimed at making sure that people who, like her, have endured sexual assault know that they are not to blame for their abuse. A very, very critical campaign given this day and age that we live in here in South Africa. Have a listen as I chat to our new Miss South Africa, Sasha Lee.
What was the first thing you did when you heard that you were the new Miss South Africa? The very first thing?
The very first thing, I think it was on the morning that obviously Zozi was crowned Miss Universe. And it's not something that is told to you as yet. It's just something that you're very much aware of. And I didn't necessarily do anything. I think I just sat in a place and I was completely still for a moment, because for that period, for the next 6 days, I would be Miss South Africa, irrespective of the fact that I was, you know, in London. But it was a moment of being still and being very much aware of God's purpose and His plan for you. And sometimes it's very much a matter of destiny delayed and not destiny denied.
100%. I love that. And you've got some big shoes to fill, but I know that you are going to do an absolutely incredible job. What does receiving this title mean for you personally?
You know, even going back to big shoes to fill, I think, you know, I bring my own shoes to this table, yes. And I'm grateful for every single woman who has, you know, contributed to this platform and building on that legacy. And I think in being exposed to this, the one thing I've learned from them is to be, you know, myself. So bring your own shoes, you know, bring your own shoes to the table. So in terms of what this means to me, you know, this is the opportunity to build on the legacy that they have created, these strong, formidable women. but it is also an opportunity for me to be the person I need to be for those that I represent. Because although this means so much to me, it means that much more to the people that I represent. And in doing so, it's being very much aware also that it's not only the issue of sexual abuse and plus size that I represent. My presence on this platform is so much greater than that. My presence on this platform represents hope for the everyday South African, because the everyday South African has injustices they've faced of their own and a story of their own, and that even though I don't share their story, they can relate to me.
And now, obviously, you've got your project, It's Not Your Fault. How did it come about, and why is it so close to your heart?
You know, one would say that it stems from the fact that, you know, I've been through this, and although that has played an important part in it, I can say it stems from the fact that I'm an educator. You know, I'm very much of the understanding that, you know, the brain's primary function at a young age is survival. It's not learning. Learning comes secondary, you know. And, you know, the issue of education, at a surface level, it may seem like it's infrastructure. At a surface level, it may seem like it's the teachers who lack both the intrinsic or extrinsic motivational factors to perform their function. But that's not the case, because the issue regarding education is not education in itself. It's a component, learning. And the thing with learning is that the brain needs to feel safe in order to do so.
Yes.
And that's what inhabits this process for kids. And it stems from the fact that I'm very much aware of how this is affecting children. And I want to be the voice for those who haven't found theirs as yet.
And plans for this project in the year? I know you've got rape survival kits. I mean, I know you've got a whole... Can you just give us sort of an idea of what you're going to be doing in the rest of this year?
In the rest of this year, I feel like my focus is going to be on the conversation we've neglected to have. It's very much my duty within this position that I hold to speak about sexual violence, the aftermath of trauma and what that is and what it can be and where the hope is and what we can do. It's necessary because it's a conversation that we've neglected to have, and everyone is very much aware of this. You know, it starts with the hashtag It's Not Your Fault campaign, and I'm blessed enough to have a formidable team who believe in this as much as I do, not only the Miss South Africa organization by Penny Stain and the Angel Network, who have been rallying behind this for the longest time. And what we plan to do is get to a place where we get to 10,000 packs. And although I would hope that these packs are not used, it isn't reflective of the current crisis that we're in right now. Right now, every 26 seconds, this is a reality for someone. So we need to get to a place where we can at least restore the individual, the dignity of one more individual.
An incredible, incredible meeting, an incredible interview. And I'm really looking forward to watching Sasha Lee for the rest of her reign and seeing what she gets up to and what she does with this incredible It's Not Your Fault campaign. Stick around. I'm sure I'm going to be sharing more about how to get involved with that if you want to donate items to survivors of abuse and rape. You can find out more. I'll be sharing more about that soon, so stick about. Okay, so we're heading towards the month of love. I know, singletons, don't worry, I feel your pain. But if you're loved up or you're recently in a relationship and you want to spoil your someone special this Valentine's Day, Gold Reef City are not letting the festivities stop this January and well into February. What a great way to have fun. So they've got an incredible Valentine's date night package on offer. And for most couples, I know Valentine's Day is a day of love, romance, and sweet surprises, but not everyone feels that way about the month of love. And Gold Reef City know that there are couples who have a little bit of a thrill for adventure, if you will. These thrill-seeking, adrenaline junkie couples get to start their Valentine's date night with selected rides on the Tornado, Mermaids, Wave Swings, UVO, and the popular but terrifying Storm Chaser. Next up in the program is a gourmet picnic dinner and movie under the stars for only 1,000 rand a couple. That's absolutely incredible. And you can take it up a notch by choosing the 2,500 rand package per couple. And you get to stay over at the 4-star Gold Reef City Theme Park Hotel, which is really cool. I've stayed there twice, by the way. It is incredible. This is the perfect match. There are limited tickets available, so make sure to book your package today. You can contact them on goldreef.datenight@sohosun.com, or you can phone Paulina on 011-248-6940. Movie madness continues at Gold Reef City. If you're under 18 or a pensioner, you pay only 85 Rand for your movie ticket, popcorn and a cold drink every day and every show until Sunday the 9th of February. If that's not enough, their movie and meal deal from as little as 99 Rand, you get a 2D movie ticket, a mouth-watering chicken strips and dips or hot dog and chips from Vigor and Verve for only 99 Rand. That is incredible. You can have a margarita pizza for 115 Rand or a burger and chips for 125 Rand. Yeah, magical movie madness and cost saving, because you know January is a real thing. You know the joke goes, how many days are there in January? About 155. And last but not least, don't forget, I spoke about this recently, Gold Reef City do gift cards as well. So you can give the gift of a very well-deserved day out, including eating out, shopping, or going out to a show. It's the perfect gift idea for someone in your life that has everything, or for younger visitors, and they no longer need to handle cash. They literally get a gift card that's preloaded, and they can go and have fun at the theme park and at the casino, just not on the casino floor, but at all the restaurants, movies, etc., etc. That reminds me, I haven't spent all the money on my gift card, so I think in the next week or so I'm going to go through, now that schools are back, I'm going to go through and chill out and catch a couple of movies and go and have something to eat at Gold Reef City. I love hanging out there. I always have the most fun. So all you need to do is head on over to the Gold Reef City website, tsochosun.com/gold-reef-city-casino. Now don't forget, everything I speak about on the show is available on my website, heatherhook.com. You can head on over there and check that out as well. Sticking with the Valentine's Day theme, if you want to spoil your beloved this Valentine's Day, what better way to do it than with the delightful Rodeburg Classic Rosé 2019. It's my ultimate summer sip, and it will work its beautiful magic over a romantic dinner. So if you're going to do something cool like a picnic in the garden, or you're going to go maybe to the botanical gardens and go and eat out or whatever, make sure to pack in a bottle of fresh and crisp with a lingering fruity finish, Salmon Pink Rosé from Rodeburg, their classic rosé, absolutely stunning. It's selling countrywide, 89 Rand to 95 Rand a bottle. You can find out more on rodeburg.com. And last but not least, if you, like me, are doing dry January, yes, would you believe it, I am going dry for the whole month of January, but you still want to join in all the celebrations and fun and you want to give your body a break, I'm trying to embrace a little bit of a healthier trend this year. I know, it's probably not going to last much past the beginning of February, but I am doing dry January. And the mindful drinking movement is actually becoming quite a big thing. And I love the fact that Robertson Winery have launched a range of three very cool alcohol-free bubblies. Now, you know I love my bubbly, but I can still enjoy the fun of the fizz without all the alcohol and get to wake up fresh the next morning. So if you want to keep your summer sparkle and you want to still enjoy all the fun, but just not have the alcohol, you can check out their non-alcoholic dry sparkling wines. So the range includes a sweet sparkling wine, a sweet sparkling pink, and the dry sparkling white. All three are widely available nationally and retail between 50 and 55 Rand a bottle. Find out more on robertsonwinery.co.za. Now, I've got two exciting competitions running. The first one I mentioned last week, which was the chance to win a lunch with me to celebrate my birthday month. January is the best month. All the best people are born in January. Hello. And it's my birthday month. So I'm going to take one lucky listener along with me to enjoy an incredible lunch at the beautiful Arbor Cafe and Courtyard, which is located in the Renrose Center in Birdhaven. It's one of my favorite local brunch and lunch spots. They've got incredible food. They do omelets and galettes. They do everything, homemade sandwiches, salads, and they've got quite an extensive wine list as well, filled with lots of bubbly. Maybe we'll make it in February, then I can have something to drink after my dry January. So if you want to stand a chance to win, you need to head on over to my website, heatherhook.com, click on the competitions tab, click on the Win Lunch With Me at Arbor Cafe post, and make sure to comment at the bottom of the post. All you have to do is answer a really easy question, which is, where is Arbor Cafe? And it's in the Renrose Center in Birdhaven, which is also in the post. So don't worry, you won't forget. Now, I'm excited to have three sets of double tickets valued at 240 Rand per set to give away to see Andre the Hilarious Hypnotist in action on Saturday, the 25th of January, 8 p.m. at Monte Cassino Theater. Andre's been doing this for, something like 27 years or something. He's actually heading overseas, so this is his farewell tour. So if you've always wanted to see Andre in action and get a very good laugh in, might I add. I've had a couple of good chuckles. He gets everyone on stage, gets them hypnotized, and gets them to do a whole bunch of things. I always have a really good laugh at how far some people will go and how sort of shy and timid some people are. And he always says, you know, you'll never do something that you wouldn't do in normal life. So for example, if he says strip, if you would not take your clothes off in public in normal life, you wouldn't do that normally. But there are some people that would, and some people just go great guns. It's I always have such a good laugh. So to stand a chance to win, of course, you know what to do. Head on over to heatherhook.com, click on the competitions tab, click on the win tickets to see Andre the Hilarious Hypnotist tab, and you could be one of my lucky winners. You have to answer a very simple question, which is, where is the show being held and why you want to go and see the show? That is it from me for this week. Thank you so much for joining me. I, of course, will be back with you again next Friday. Have an incredible weekend. Have loads of fun. If you're going to go out and do stuff, just make sure that you're safe. Use Uber, Taxify. The cops are everywhere still at the moment, post-festive season. So just be safe, but have a good time regardless of what you get up to. And I'll be back with you next Friday. Have a great weekend. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.